Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There's songs I didn't know he played on. This is Hal Blaine. Would you please welcome on drums, Mr. Hal Blaine?
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Every song's a winner. Huh? Isn't that amazing? That amazing. There's a great documentary. I think it's just called The Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great film. Don't. My only suggestion would be then don't track down Carol Kay via her website and emailing her asking if she'd like to come on your BBC radio show to talk about it, because you will get a ton of abuse.
Especially if you say you enjoyed the documentary and you found her inspiring or anything like that.
Yeah, and don't use the phrase The Wrecking Crew. Don't mention Hal Blaine. Don't say you're a fan of hers.
I mean, just don't write to Carol.
She is miserable. I was so upset by her email. She sent me two.
She wouldn't stop.
Two or three. And after the last one, I was just going to let it lie. And then I wrote back saying, actually, Carol, I've been really upset by what you've written to me. I've come with nothing but respect and you've been very, very rude to me, which is up to you if you want to do that. But you've really disappointed me and I would really like it if you didn't write to me again.
Did she write back?
She didn't write back then. What a cow. 0344 499 1000. Let's do some of these calls. Good evening, Jerry.
Hello,
Jerry. What you got for us?
It's motivating to hear this one. You keep saying you got something for me.
These boots are made for walking. Yep. Nancy Sinatra.
He's less than one. How many number ones is that?
Well, I don't know about his toilet habits. That's not on Wikipedia.
Never heard of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's the guy's incredible, man.
He's done everything.
He was where has it gone? I've lost where it's gone. He played on loads of Carpenter's songs as well, you know. Anyway. The guy was great and he's passed away and there'll never be another. Just think, up in heaven, Hendrix and Jim Morrison are probably playing some really crappy blues actually right now, so I'm glad I'm down here. But there you go. Get out of the room! Get out of the room, lady. There you go.
Anyway.
I'm all right.
Marvel films. The three Marvel films.
Yeah.
DC Comics are best.
Sorry, DC Comics are the best, but Marvel films are better. DC films are crap. Just joyless. I don't expect them to be comedies, but they're joyless.
That's true.
Rubbish. He's, what's his face? Boozy Bill. What's his name? He's not Batman anymore, is he?
Oh, God. Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, that's
Boozy
it.
Boozy Bill.
He's not Batman anymore.
Oh. Who's the Batman now?
I don't know. The next Batman film is going to be like Young Batman instead of Drunk Batman. I can talk. All right, Jerry, listen, I'm going to move on. See you later. I did ban disabled people, actually, so I don't know what you're doing on the show. No disabled people, please. Good evening, Gatford.
Do people with only nine toes still get on?
It's up for debate at the moment. We'll see.
Brother Ian and Sister Kath.
Uh-oh.
We're not related.
I don't think... really? Oh, I don't think I understand speech-based radio anymore.
Okay, go on. What's happening, mate?
Well, I have to admit, I haven't been listening live for a while.
Okay.
I've been podcasting.
Okay, that's good. We love all of our podcasters. 1.7 million downloads. The 1.7 million downloads of this show last year. And that was with us. We weren't even trying. You wait. You wait till we start trying.
And here comes my point.
Yeah.
I think I am a dinosaur when it comes to this show.
Hang on a second, Gatford. Stay there, because someone has just tweeted me. Marie has tweeted. You played Strangers in the Night. Did you know that Hal played Be My Baby on Strangers in the Night? So Be My Baby, right, hang on a second. It's an advert. Stay there, Gatford. We'll come to you in a second. I don't like the adverts that you can't skip. You know, listen, I know everyone's got to make a dime. Everyone's got to make a dollar. Hang on a minute. This is important. If this is true, this is groundbreaking. Right, so that's Be My Baby, okay? So let's now get...
Strangers.
Strangers dans l'amour. Here we go. Boom, 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 tch, boom.
Strangers in the night.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like he's as heavy on the old rim, though. Do you know what I mean? He was doing that, wasn't he? He was doing that sort of snap thing on the rim.
He wasn't going hard on the rim, but he should have gone harder on the rim, deeper on the rim, and also a little bit faster on the rim.
Do you think that was brushes?
You've got to work that rim. Really, and it's got to be said, Hal Blaine was a master rimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Really was one of the best rimmers.
Could really make that snap.
Yes. It just, when Hal Blaine rimmed, you knew it. You knew it. You felt it. You felt it. You felt it deep. A Hal Blaine rim.
All right,
rim,
we get it.
A Hal Blaine rim, you felt that deep. Right, come on, Gatford.
Hello.
Yes, come on.
Did he ever do it with brushes, do you think?
Catherine just made that joke, mate.
Did he ever do it with brushes?
Catherine just made that joke. Get to your point. You're about to get cut off.
Damn it. Okay. About an hour ago, you laid out a punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
And asked for a setup.
No. Yes.
I rang because I thought I had a setup, which I probably guessed you would cut me off for, but I thought I'd give it a go.
Okay, yeah.
Problem is, I forgot it.
Okay.
And I just don't know whether that's me, because I am a talk radio dinosaur, and I'm used
10,
to the topic
nine,
it way.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
yeah, here we go.
2,
hello?
1.
Yeah.
No idea what that phone call was about. Let's try CJ. Good evening, CJ.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
None of your business. We'll get to the point, please, caller.
I know a venue locally that I might be able to persuade to let you do it for free.
Well, hang on. Where is local?
It's on the A6, just going into Manchester.
I don't know what that means, Catherine. Do you know the grid rec? Do you understand what that means? Well, hang on. What do you mean going into Manchester? We want in Manchester. And what do you mean you might be able to persuade them? What do you mean? We don't want any persuasion. We want them going, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Yeah, definitely. We'll take that. That'd be awesome.
Not, I can persuade them.
Persuasion. Okay, well, who is this venue? Let me check this venue out now, please.
It's called The Spinning Top. It'll come up straight away on Google when you see it.
Well, the Stockport's best bar.
It's in Stockport, right.
Okay, so is Stockport Manchester?
Great Manchester.
Right, well, don't know where. Catherine, you are my northern monkey. How far is Stockport from Manchester, please?
Well, I don't remember. We went to Chelsea's house. That was Stockport.
So miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks very much for your call, CJ. It really is appreciated. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening. Is that Mike Snorbit?
Yes, it is. What can we do for you?
Right. A question for you and Kath, okay?
Okay.
If you could go back in time to any point, where would you go to, and you've got to have a valid reason why?
Okay. I'd go back about 5 minutes ago and not take this call.
Sorry, were you just listening to BBC Three Counties Radio or something? Or Coventry and Warwickshire? What is this? What's your favourite... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
What's your favourite sandwich filling? good question, isn't it?
No.
Prawns.
Oh,
prawns in a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, prawn mayonnaise. Yum, yum.
Disgusting. I don't really like prawns. I have eaten prawns now, but I only ate prawns a couple of years ago for the first time. And I don't get them. I don't get what they add to any meal. They don't add anything.
I love them. But in a sandwich, a pre-prepared sandwich, I do feel it's a bit like playing bum roulette.
Oh. Back to Hal Blaine and his ringing.
Do you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I do.
If I've cooked them and I know how long they've been... You know, and how have they been prepared? All good. But otherwise, I mean, you are dicing with a lot of toilet action.
Yeah, yeah. I always check. I always have a good sniff before I let it enter me.
But you got... Here's the thing. You can't... I would never buy a fish-based sandwich in a supermarket. Pre-prepared fish-based sandwich. Ain't going nowhere near me, girlfriend, because you will end up probably... with the trots. And also, fish is not a nice... Can you still get those little jars of fish paste? But they were tiny, yes. Weren't they? Why were they so small?
Well, you don't want it sitting around for too long.
How many fish does it take to make a fish jar paste? Fish paste jar. Where do you get it from? Do you just literally grind a fish? Back to Hal Blaine and his rimming
again. It was tuna, wasn't it? They're massive. That wouldn't even...
Do you like white bait?
No, I'm not into any kind of vigilantism, to be honest.
I'll eat any fish. I love it.
No, I just think, listen, I know we have problems with certain communities and certain attitudes, but I don't think putting white bait out is really, I think it brings the worst out of everybody. You know, I think we'll just follow the normal policing procedures. Be vigilant. Keep your eyes open. If you hear stories, then investigate.
If you see it, say it.
If you see it, say it. Sort it.
I think this has gone over my head. I don't know what I think.
Well, you're lucky, Simon. Let's just say you're lucky. And I'd go back to dinosaur days. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
I think we need to just chill out a little bit. Would you agree with me?
Oh, always,
Catherine.
Yeah.
I think we need to just chill out a little bit. So we have got a new feature that we are going to be doing every single day. This is. I can't remember why we thought this would be a good idea. Where did this come from?
Because we were talking about children being taught. It was a big story, and I think Julia was going on about it one morning, discussing it in depth one morning.
Keep going, because I've got a set.
Talking about, mindfulness in schools, how hippy dippy. And I mentioned on air that my youngest has been having. Well, sometimes it's mindfulness, sometimes it's yoga. I think they do a thing like conscious colouring.
Well, hang on a minute. What the hell is conscious colouring?
They only get one colour.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that's all about. She she's full of it.
Okay.
So I asked my youngest daughter, who is seven, to take us through one of the mindfulness meditations they do at school.
Okay.
And she gave me a rough idea and I made a thing.
A minute. This is going to take a minute. Did you bring your box in?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? Because when we were sat out there bored, I could have looked at your box and fiddled with it.
I weren't bored.
Kath can't get a box to work properly. I could have fixed it.
Well, it does work, but it's a bit in and out.
I could have...
I think it's just a matter of me getting used to it.
It's a digital recorder. Sorry, I realise some listeners might think we're talking about your vagina, which we most definitely are not. It's a digital recorder that is box-shaped. Sorry, I should have been a little bit clearer there. My bad. My bad. I like that phrase, my bad. I used to struggle with it. But now I like the phrase, my bad. Right, here it is. Don't do this if you're driving. If you are driving, put the cruise control on and get someone to hold the steering wheel.
Don't light anything when you're driving.
Here is, what are we calling this?
I don't know.
Okay, here's meditation for adults by a child.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are going to do some extreme relaxation. The candle of concentration. Now, go and grab a candle. It may be a birthday candle or one of those posh smelly ones. If you are in prison or in hospital, You may just have to imagine a candle. Look at the flickering flame of the candle. Focus on that. Notice all the different colours. Maybe red, yellow, orange, or maybe some green. Do it for just a moment. Then, when I count to three, close your eyes and see if you can still see that in your mind. One, two, three. Can you see it? If you can, then put your thumb up. If it's fading away, then just open your eyes and look at it once more. Look at it from the bottom to the top. See how it moves gently and when it flickers. Now, let's be quiet and still for a while. In a few moments, we will open our eyes and blow out the candle. Are you ready? One, two, three. Open your eyes. Now, let's look at the candle for a little bit longer, breathing. In, out, in, out. Isn't that relaxing? In a few moments, you will need to blow the candle out. Are you ready? One, two, three. There. Wasn't that lovely? Thank you very much for these few moments of Zen. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Night, night, weirdos.
7 years. Seven?
Yeah.
7 years old. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for that, little one. And she's right. Good night, weirdos. 03. Hope you're feeling a little bit more chilled.
So zen.
Now, 03444991000. I think it's great they teach that in schools. I think that's a cool thing. Thank you to everyone who watched me sleep last night. I streamed, let me get the stats for that. I streamed me sleeping last night. I like to refer to it as performance art. I think that's an excellent description. What's going on here? I'm a sucker for what the hell is that?
Oh.
That is not me.
That's my Zen gone.
My Zen is back. 3,600 views, dear listener. 3,600 views of me streaming. It's just under 12 hours. That was the first one. This one has only had 2,400 views. 2,400 views. I'm sorry, I'm losing viewing figures for me sleeping. But I might do it again this week. It's great. You get to hear me fart. You get to hear me go to the toilet and urinate. You get to see the cats climbing all over me. You get to see me sleep. It's performance art. And no one else is doing it.
Performance fart.
Performance fart.
I mean, 2,000 people.
2,400. Let's be accurate. 2,400 people watched me.
On a Sunday night.
And I would wake up in the night. And I slept terribly. And I would just wave to the camera. And then go back to sleep. And it was fun. It's fun. Going to do more stuff like that. Going to make stuff. Going to make stuff like that. That's what's happening. The switchboard is empty for the first time this evening. We've got lots to talk about. But if you want to give us a call, then do. Oh, I tell you what would be interesting. Because I don't know much about it, right? But can someone explain this new porn registering law that's supposed to be coming in April. And then I heard someone say, well, they tried it before and it was completely unworkable. Someone could explain it to me. What do I need to do? Sort of a joke, sort of not quite a joke. It sounds very complicated and it sounds like a way of tracking what you watch on your computer. And it don't feel right. It doesn't feel right to me, but I don't quite understand. I've not really looked into it. I've just seen a few tweets. So if anyone could explain to me what this new law is, this rule they're bringing in April, I'll be very grateful. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Switchboard's empty, so give us a call about that or absolutely anything you want. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on DAB, on app, or on talkradio.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Do you remember ages ago, like, my energy provider messaged me? So I was paying like £75, £70 a month direct debit or something. And I had like a massive balance of like 200 quid or something.
Yeah, I'd overpaid.
In credit. And so I said, oh, can I have 150 quid back? And they went, yeah, of course you can, of course you can. Then they said, what we're going to do is we're going to pay the money back, but we're going to up your monthly payments to £95. Like, so up by £25. And I said, why are you doing that when I'm obviously significantly overpaying? And she went, well, you know, winter's coming. And I said, right, well, it is winter. And no, you can't do that, right? So that was like, I don't know when that was. That was October or November. And then I got my online bill. Like, so every month they take the £72 out or something. And then I got the online bill, right? Because they asked for readings, but I'd given them readings 2 weeks before. So I didn't bother giving them the readings again. So what they then did was they estimated a massive leap between the reading I gave them and the end point of 2 weeks, that I'd used like maybe 4 or 5 weeks worth of energy in the 2 weeks. So suddenly I was in debit of £86.
Incredible.
And so they wrote to me saying, right, what we're going to do is we're going to increase your monthly direct debit to £105. And I replied saying, no, you're not. I do not give you permission to do this. I will reach a compromise because obviously I'm using a little bit more than... first of all, I got them to correct the bill. That was it. I got them to correct the bill. And after... So it halved the bill. So suddenly I'm £40, right, overdrawn in debit, right? And then they said, we're going to increase your bill by £32, your direct debit, £32 a month.
It's almost as if, I don't know, they were making it fit.
Yeah. And I said, no, you're not going to do that. I said, I do a compromise. I'll pay an extra £15 a month, because we're coming out of winter, so actually I'm going to be using it less, and that should keep us in balance. And they eventually said yes to that after a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing. They eventually said, but I thought, you chances. You've overestimated what I've used, so you've given me this bigger bill than I need. If I save 40 quid, and you want to put an extra £33 a month on my direct debit. You chances. Scumbags. Every single one of them is a scumbag. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, Mark. What you got for us?
this new pornography regulation that's happening.
So go on. What is it? I've sort of got a very loose grip on it, steady, but I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. So go on.
You have to provide ID, so a driving license or a passport.
If I go online, and let's be honest, there are porn sites everywhere. But if I go online, for example, Pornhub, I know it's the most popular one, right? For me to look at a mucky video on there, I've got to take a photo of my driving license.
That's what they're saying from April. It's not going to happen. It's completely unworkable. They tried to do this 20 years ago. They tried to put age verification services in place so people had to provide a credit card,
right,
or a debit card.
Yeah.
And then MasterCard and Visa went and started issuing cards to under 18-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah.
So that completely screwed it up. But there was a whole movement of this 20 years ago. Back in 96, 97, there was networks out there that did age verification, mainly based out of the USA. But then it all went wrong because anybody could have it.
Well, because now at most you have to tick, are you over 18? If yes, click enter. If not, exit. But a lot of them, you don't even have to do that. But so it's to stop kids looking at porn, is it? That's the argument, right?
That's the argument.
But what's it's flawed? It's obviously flawed in so many ways. What's to stop a kid getting their dad's or their mum's driving license?
What's to stop a kid getting a fake ID?
Yeah.
It's completely unworkable. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a problem with it. I have kids.
Yeah.
Older now, but like my 19-year-old, you know, he had a fake ID when he was 16. My 15-year-old is somebody I wouldn't want watching it, but undoubtedly they are.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking as somebody who used to run sites, so that's why I know so much about it back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So much of it is free. But it's interesting that on the back end of it, there's about six companies that mainly control most of the porn people watch. Mm. And they've been buying up all of these different porn sites, and a lot of it they're making for free. So I think it's going to come full circle where eventually free porn will end up being charged again.
Yeah. A person's porn history, as long as they're not looking at anything illegal, which you don't get on Pornhub or X-Hamster or any of those websites, it's all, you know, it may not be to your liking, but it's all legal, right? And I think we know what we mean by that. An adult's porn browsing history is kind of private, right? Because we've all got weird, different little things that float our boat. And the thing that works for you might make me go, oh, my God. And the thing that works for me might make Kath go, what are you doing? You know, whatever.
That works for me might make your hair curl.
Exactly. We've all got our own little things, right?
And it doesn't necessarily mean we want to do it in real life.
No. Exactly. That's a good point to make, right? But that means that someone, somewhere, there's a log of Ian Lee, driving license, his address, number 62, you know, the high street, likes this. And then on Thursday, he watched this. And then on Friday, he watched this, this, and this. And then on Monday, that's going to be logged somewhere. And however.
Well, there's an argument that's already happening.
Oh, excuse me. I beg your pudding. What?
Well, anybody, if they knew your IP address of where you're accessing it from, they could already know that anyway.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've got to provide a photo ID to access it, yes, it could be used in circumstances people wouldn't want as a log, but essentially these websites are going to be charged with collecting the info themselves. But again, that's not workable because a lot of these sites are not based in the UK. Yeah. You know,
so
how are they going to police? How are they going to make sure, apart from coming into the UK, any porn coming outside of the UK is blogged.
Yeah.
It's the only way they're going to do it, and that's not going to happen either. It's just impossible.
So how do? Right, because I've got kids. Seven. What? How old are my kids? 7 and 9. And Kath's got kids around the same age. I've got boys. She's got girls. So, and it is one of my big concerns is protecting my boys when it comes to online pornography. Not so much now, but we're getting closer to that point.
I wouldn't want my 7 and 9-year-old watching any of it.
No, but listen, oh God, no.
Neither would I, which is why I won't allow my daughter, who is 10, a phone. But she's already been exposed to it because there are lads at school who've got it on their phones.
Yeah, and they show it. And that's kind of the thing, you know. You can kind of do as much as you want for your kids, but there'll be someone else who's got a phone or go, have a look at this. But so if this doesn't work, which it won't, and I can't see them carrying it through because it's so nuts, then how do you protect your kids from looking at that stuff?
Well, you don't from third parties, but in the home or with mobile phones, obviously there's content blockers on there for kids. You know, when you activate a new mobile phone, you've got to go in and change the content settings. So obviously your kids' phones should have that on.
Yeah.
And then you can block those certain types on your main
Wi-Fi,
but that blocks it for all.
Is a price I would be prepared to pay, blocking porn in the entire house if it meant the kids couldn't access it. Here's the thing, man. So you used to do this in the 90s.
Late 90s, yeah.
Do you mind me asking why you got out? Did you get out of it because everything was becoming free and there was no money to be made in it?
Yeah, there's no money in it now. There isn't. If there was, I'd be still in it, but there's not. As I said, it's dominated by major companies that... Over the last 10 years, they just bought up a lot of porn sites.
Well, exactly. Have you heard John Ronson's podcast about this called The Butterfly Effect?
I haven't, no.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's
so he talks about Fabian Teilman, who is a guy who's, a year younger than me, so he's 40, and he's from Germany, and he was a tech geek, and he started up Pornhub. And the impact of that is, all of a sudden, people who had been making careers out of selling DVDs to people who wanted to see them and who were willing to put money down, all of a sudden, that's wide open, so to speak. And, you know, the little impacts of it are, I've seen your mum in a porno because I've seen it online, and it gets passed around and all that sort of stuff. That's one of the impacts. And the other thing is that all the money's taken out of it and people are having to do more and more niche things to be able to make a living.
It's well worth a listen, Mark, The Butterfly Effect. You
so
might
good.
Dig it, actually.
It's so good.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine sold all of his sites about 7 years ago, and he had over 500,000 people a day coming to his site. He just couldn't make it pay. Wow. Wasn't even covering his costs.
I don't understand how they're making porno films anymore. That's how old I am. I call them pornos. Because everything's getting leaked online anyway, isn't it? Whereas before...
Well, a lot of the companies put, taster clips out, if you will.
Okay.
So to watch the full length...
You got to pay. Would anyone do that? I remember back in the day, you go into the shops in Soho and you buy three videos for 25 quid, and you'd have a physical hard copy. But now you just go online, 5 minutes, bishy bashy boshy, the job's done.
A lot of it's advertising based now, though.
Right.
So a lot of the sites that are running rely on advertising income. So obviously a lot of these sites are highly trafficked. There's a lot of people coming to them every day. So that's how they rely on them.
Yeah.
People placing their adverts on there for exposure to whatever it may be their target market is. But when it comes back to the policing thing, I just don't know how anybody's going to do it, because you're dealing with, initially, like we said, you're not dealing with UK-based. Even a lot of the sites are based out of the States. But even more are based in more obscure countries. I just don't see how they're going to police it. And it is a worry. I think kids are far more... even 20 years ago, kids just didn't have access to it, like you say, because it was paid.
Mm.
And I think people do pay for it. I think the numbers show they have to... Some people have to pay for it, but no more than... Far, far less than they used to. I mean, at my high, I had 15,000 people paying a month.
Wow.
And the dynamics of that changed. So I think this is not definitely not going to work. They were talking about doing this 10 years ago with age verification using credit cards. But again, that doesn't work now. And the idea of going to a porn site and having to... I was reading about it, and they're saying they're going to put a digital signature on your computer to show you've given that verification.
Aye, aye.
But again, kids these days...
Yeah.
There'll no ways of getting around that in a heartbeat. You know, you've only got to...
Mark, I've got to go to the news. I appreciate your former professional insight into this, man. Thanks very much.
Nice to speak to you.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks, take care. Bye-bye. There you go. A nice guy. 0344-499-1000. Jasmine, stay there. We'll come to you after the news. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Lip Service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.